This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, all new 590 The Fan. Martin Kilcoyne in studio. Martin, how are you today?
I'm good. Where'd the wet blanket go? Because I wanted to ask, was it Brian or was it you? You pulled up the Bill Miller stats versus Mariano freaking Rivera, and he's 6-for-17, and you guys are like, yeah, that's pretty good. I'm like, pretty good? What is it like? That's like 340 against Mariano. That's unbelievable. And I was like, he kind of got the wet blanket treatment. Like, Bill Miller, 6-for-17, is it 340, 350?
Yeah, that's good.
It's really good.
That's good.
No, it's the wet blanket chair over here. 6-for-17 against Rivera. That's unbelievable. And I'm like you guys. I was waiting for the writer or two to pop up. You said the Oshkosh Gazette. I said it could be a guy in Yuma. There's always somebody who won't vote for these guys.
Like, oh, Rivera was a bad starter. Can't give him my Hall of Fame vote.
I'm glad they finally got rid of that. Now, moving forward, there'll be some other guys who are obvious, unanimous choices.
Who do you think's a better pitcher? Who would you rather have, Curt Schilling or Mike Mussina?
I have to say, yesterday when Mussina was on there, I kind of said, oh, no. It felt watered down. But then I looked at his stats.
270 freaking wins.
I didn't know he had 270. And he had some other accolades on there. I said, his resume is pretty strong. In a big game, Schilling was right there, though. I mean,
oh, the best.
I mean, in a big game, Curt Schilling's on. The great thing about it on MLB Network, they go to Chris Russo, who gives everybody a headache. But it's, I mean, he's, you know, the MLB Network is just like high five, and it's all celebrations. These guys are the best, the greatest. And Russo starts crushing some. Saying, Mike Mussina's not a Hall of Famer? How do you get in the Hall of Fame? It just starts crushing some of the choices.
He had 4 postseason starts of 10 or more strikeouts. One with 15, Mussina did.
Mussina, okay.
Yeah, he was. Wow. I think him not winning a World Series kind of tampers it because he did play in New York, so maybe that's why Russo's not a big fan of his. But he was a dynamite big-game pitcher.
All right, Frank left the Cardinals' Red Ribbon Panel Committee yesterday. Had to be somewhere. You were there for like an hour or so. I mean, I'm saying you were there.
No, I was there for
an hour and a half or whatever.
Yeah, till we finished up the regular vote, and then I had to go to a meeting with Hollywood Casino to keep us on the air here, young man.
Right. No, I'm not critiquing you. My point is, Frank left before they served lunch. So later, the committee meeting's over, and I forget who I said this to. And I said, how about the upset of the day? That Cusimano left before they served lunch, and they said, how do you know he didn't grab something on the way out? And I thought, yeah, I guess there might have been food sitting there, and I just kind of laughed about it. So I walked in here, and I said, Frank, I can't believe you left before lunch. He said, well, I did grab something on
the way out. A box for Frank.
And how was it?
Solid turkey, good solid chocolate cookie, potato chips look like, I think they were homemade.
The best is the tomato bisque. You have the soup.
Oh, I didn't get to have that.
Yeah.
Can't eat it.
That doesn't
car.
Travel well.
No.
So you did miss out. And yeah, I heard you mention it earlier, just sitting in that room, there's very little you and I can add about these players. When you have Tony La Russa and Whitey Herzog in the room, who manage these players day in and day out, and Whitey, he would be great at a roast because he always has a dig, but then he comes around and says something nice about the player.
Yeah.
But it almost always starts, well, I couldn't field for crap. But anyway, and then it'll turn into a compliment eventually. You just got to wait for it.
The Andujar stuff, unbelievable. Just that he'd walk into Whitey's office. Whitey, I'm pissed off, and I don't like what's going on here, and I want to talk to you right now. And then Whitey would say, I got to go do a radio interview. I'll be back in 20 minutes. And he'd come back in 20 minutes, and Andujar would say, Whitey say, you okay, Joaquin? He said, yeah, everything's fine. Everything's good. And he said this happened 150 times in his career.
And I think he said, like, Ozzie Smith and these guys, they'd go and put, like, a rubber snake in Andujar's shoes. And I guess that would get him so wound up or distracted that he'd forget what he was mad about with Herzog. All right, let's do it. 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. A liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, maybe we need to check in with Danny Mac first, but I thought we could institute an MLS meter. Your level of confidence, Frank, that this is going to get done. You heard the Sacramento news. The one thing was they didn't have a rich owner. Now the guy who owns the Penguins is going to put the money into the Sacramento effort.
Yeah, I'd say like before this story broke, I felt like it was, you know, 65-70. And now I'd say it's about 50-50.
Just enough to make you nervous.
Yeah, and because it is St. Louis.
It's St. Louis.
Yeah.
All right, Frank, you are Deadspin. You had a headline that said P. Baby Molina upset with Cubs. What is P. Baby Molina? And Hoff, you tweeted the same thing. What does that even mean?
What's weird is
P. Baby?
Like, Deadspin hates bleach, Barstool Sports, rather. And that's a very Barstool Sport headline. The way that's written and how it's directed at one very specific person.
Do they hate Barstool because they're more popular, I would guess?
And they don't like kind of how Barstool runs its website. They see it as anti-women. Barstool can have a sexual harassment vibe sometimes.
And Deadspin can just be sort of rude.
Yes.
When John Jay signed with the Sox, it said Sox acquire itty player with the SH at the beginning. Like, that's just kind of rude. I mean, John Jay doesn't deserve that.
Yeah, so they're being... they think that...
They're trying to be funny,
yeah,
but I'm like...
And Barstool is too... is not politically correct enough for them.
Like, Barstool takes it a step further,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I would think Deadspin is nasty as they are. Who are they trying
to
be?
Right, who can they judge?
Yeah, please.
But what is P. Baby Molina? And we have great listeners who probably know the lingo better than we do. But they actually spelled out the P, P-E-E, and I'm like, that doesn't even make sense to me. All right, Frank, I'd like to borrow or have license to borrow your line, you get over it. I tweeted the other day, and I was just kidding about the Southwest Airlines, which we talked about on Monday, how they had that tweet. They're trying to be cute. Want to get to Atlanta, want to go to the big game. We've got you covered, even you, St. Louis. It was an attempted humor. It fell flat for them. And I made a joke about it, and somebody wrote me on Twitter, hey, Kilcoin, get over it. I would like license from Frank to borrow.
you get over it. Yeah. I'll tell you.
And we can be over it and still have some fun at their expense.
Exactly. I mean, these people that say you're being a baby. Look, I don't think about the Rams. I don't lose sleep about the Rams. But if I want to rip Kroenke and Demoff in the NFL, I'm going to do it. And I've gotten about 10 negative things out of stuff we've done on TV recently and about 90 positive. So I could care less.
All right. Latest story from Jason Cole. It's the website fansided.com. Jason Cole is
well-known website fan.
He was actually kind of a St. Louis guy in that expansion. He thought we had a chance.
Yeah.
He's always written about the NFL, but he almost always writes about ownership and... I mean, you don't see him writing a Tom Brady profile. So he's always kind of been a guy who writes about league maneuvering or legal issues. So he wrote a piece at FanSided, which I'm not familiar with. But it basically says, and the interesting nugget in there is he said the day that the vote went down in Houston, the relocation day for the NFL, that the Chargers, Raiders, and Rams were all told, you have to sign this piece of paper. And it said, any legal expenses moving forward as a result of your move are your problem. And they were all three told, otherwise we're not even discussing you guys moving. And so they all signed it. And so they said the Raiders are now saying to internally, it's distressing how much this is going to cost. And there's a quote in there.
Kroenke says,
Kroenke, according to sources, is becoming highly agitated at the expenses related to the St. Louis lawsuit.
Yeah. I'm sure when he signed it, he thought there's no way an idiot executive of mine is going to openly announce just how corrupt this entire process was. And lo and behold, Demoff did.
How good does that make you feel? Because the only thing Kroenke Enos really cares about is money. Hey, if they win, it's fine. But it's money. And I believe this to be true. And I think Jason Cole even said... Multiple sources have said Kroenke is highly agitated about the increasing expenses related to the lawsuits with St. Louis. That would be a win if he is annoyed and having to spend money. that's a win. All right, number five. Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. Your level of confidence, the Billikens can handle the role as the hunted. They are 5-0. Yesterday, Fred Thatch, Travis Ford were talking about this. If you look at everything written in Pittsburgh or by Duquesne and some of the folks that cover that program, they're looking at this as a big-time game tonight, a chance to knock off the top team in the Atlantic 10 at 5-0. And Duquesne quietly is 4-1.
Yeah, and they've won their last four games, and they won at GW. So that's a huge victory. Here's the thing, too, is this is going to be two really good defensive teams. The Billikens are the best, you know, in the conference and one of the best in the country. And then Duquesne is one of the top steals team in the country. Here's the reason I think SLU's got a chance here. I think SLU's going to win. That defense just travels. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter if they're playing in the Duquesne coach's backyard with his mom and dad reffing. If you got to play against, you know, Javon Bess and Jordan Goodwin and Hassan French and Thatch when he comes in for 40 minutes, they just defend like hell. And now they got Wiley shooting the ball. I think it's going to be a great game. The problem is you're going to have to watch it on your computer screen on ESPN3.
Is that the same as Plus?
Oh, can I get your login info, Martin?
I haven't canceled my subscription.
Let's get Martin's login info.
I bought it for that Saluki game.
ESPN Plus.
And I meant to cancel it. Okay. So I can watch that tonight if I can figure that out.
Your wife's asking, what's this $10 a month charge to ESPN?
ESPN Plus.
I just charge it to Fox 2. That's what I do.
I got to find a way to do that. By the way, the best name on the court tonight, there's a freshman for Duquesne. His first name is Sincere. Sincere Carey.
Really?
The freshman. Isn't that a cool name? Sincere Carey. And did Mikey Lewis leave the program?
He did, yeah.
Because he had some big games against SLU, didn't he?
Yeah, I called right away and find out and asked Travis if the Billikens would be interested. And he said that transfer thing in conference. Mm-hmm. You know, normally it's okay to take a transfer. Heck, look at Mark Smith. He's playing the year after. But I don't know. I don't think Duquesne would grant him a release to play in the conference.
And I did say something to Travis yesterday. Do you remember before the season started how we kept talking about all your depth? And he's like, yep, Because now they're really thin. You had Santos leaving the program. Yngwie is going back to Iceland, which
is not a big blow.
Yeah, not a big blow. It doesn't sound like a bad idea. And then you have Cartier.
Yeah. Losing Elliott was a blow. Let me just say this, though. There's something to be said for less is more as long as that group of eight is really good. Now, if you had just five and then three walk-ins, you'd bet you. But, boy, they know their rotation, you know. I mean, Fred's going to come in, and Wiley's going to come in, and maybe Casey Hankton. But they're going to play eight. They're going to be just fine because that's a nice eight to play with.
That's true. I mean, you could have scholarship players up and down the bench. You don't need all of them.
Exactly.
And if I'm Yngwie, maybe I heard Chris Bryant's comments. I'm like, you know, this is St. Louis. I could live in Iceland.
The problem is Travis got the wrong brother. He got the wrong Goodmanson because the other one at Davidson is scoring up a storm.
Got the wrong Ray. All right, five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
All right, let's take a short time out. But before we go to break, I do want to tell you about Maryville. Maryville.edu is the website. Continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus is a core value of the institution and one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. We'll be right back with Vahe Gregorian.